John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. I welcome Victoria Coates, principal member of Viet Art Solutions, LLC, as well as a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, writing most recently in Newsweek magazine with her colleague Robert Greenway about Iran, communication with the people of Iran. You all know that my mother and her parents are from Lake Urmia district in northwest Iran. I have these genes in me. So whenever I see a story reaching to enliven the lives of the Iranian people who are suffering mightily from the virus, in addition to all those years of abuse by the regime in Tehran, in addition to the severe sanctions that have hurt everybody in Iran having to do with the suspect nuclear program. Whenever I see a story like this, it makes me think there's progress, there's a way forward. Victoria, a very good evening to you. What is the green revolution that is still inside Tehran that makes the regime cut off communication between its own people and the outside world? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me on. And I think there's certainly some poetic justice in your being such a strong communicator and coming, as you say, from Iranian genes. The regime in Tehran, I think, was really shaken by the protests in both 2009 and in 2019 when they lost control of the situation, and with the burgeoning internet communications, which, as you'll recall, also fueled the Arab Spring, they shut it down. And particularly in 2019, to shut down the national communications grid for 3 days is a pretty draconian exercise and shows you how terrified they were. And so it seems to me that by reaching out to the Iranian people and helping them communicate, you know, this is hardly an act of war. This is simply a gesture to try to free them to be able to make their own decisions.
You were a member of the National Security Council, and in 2017, you note in your story, there were aggressive storms in the Atlantic, hurricane season, Harvey, Irma, and Maria. What did you learn from that that is applicable to the situation of communicating with the people of Iran?
Well, what we had learned is in 2019, when they had the shutdown, we communicated with the various elements of the U.S. government, which range from USAID to the State Department, that are supposed to be supporting internet freedom, and said, well, how do we get this turned back on? And they said, we can't. We don't have the capacity to do that right now, which was a huge disappointment and something of a shock. So retrospectively, when we were trying to rectify this, we discovered that after that horrific hurricane season in 2017, private industry had partnered with the government to come up with ways to use satellites to beam internet broadband into underserviced or remote areas. And at first, you know, it was very expensive and experimental, but it now has gone fully commercial. And you might have seen that SpaceX actually announced the launch of a whole series, the beginning of a whole series of satellites, thousands of them, called Starlink, which is going to be SpaceX's contribution to satellite internet. And if you have the proper equipment and the proper encryption, you can't be detected. And this is outside the sort of evil-sounding Iranian National Information Network, the NIN, which is how they control current internet. This would be something totally exterior to that and prevent them from using the internet as a tool of coercion.
I'm told Starlink, that program that is, it's a private enterprise. Starlink is very easy to use. A colleague of mine, a correspondent of mine, had a communication with one of his listeners in Maine who purchased the system, set it up very quickly, and it worked for him because he's in a part of Maine, rural Maine, that has spotty internet traffic, which pretty much describes Iran, doesn't it? Spotty internet traffic. But Maine doesn't have...
They would take spotty.
Yes. Maine doesn't have an information technology to monitor where they are. So this system seems very practical and going forward. However, I note there's a subplot in your story in Newsweek. China, Beijing, the People's Republic of China. How are they part of this story, Victoria?
Well, the PRC has been actively and openly assisting the regime in Tehran in implementing basically a police state to control these kinds of protests, which after 1989, after Tiananmen Square, the Chinese have gotten remarkably good at. And I think for them, they have what I think everyone openly calls the Great Firewall, which suppresses the communications and internet access of the Chinese people. And I think they have seen the emergence of this satellite communications capability with enormous concern. So they have very quickly come out with a series of announcements. They are also going to be launching tens of thousands of satellites to offer their service, but I think very much to interfere in anything we might do with a company like SpaceX. So I think this shows that they're very concerned.
We're looking at a satellite race and something like a satellite gap. You know, I'm thinking of Dr. Strangelove, you know, that there's some kind of mining gap somewhere. However, the Chinese at this point, the PRC at this point, do we know if they have the capability of countering Elon Musk? I mean, that's a big ambition, Victoria.
Well, certainly it is. And I think that we can comfortably say we have the edge on them for the moment. And I'm very proud that my old department, the Department of Energy, has been a long time and very generous supporter and partner with SpaceX among a number of our wonderful private industry entities that are taking the lead on this. And I would just hope that good work, which has not been partisan, it's been strongly supported by both sides in Congress as well as by administrations of both parties, that work continues, because keeping that edge and not resting on our laurels is going to be vitally important if we want to have this kind of capability.
Victoria mentions the money. That you can tell she's an old Washington hand. The money has to be there. Good ideas. Good ideas are every day, but the money is rare. So what we have here is appropriations. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on State Foreign Operations and Related Programs. Who even knew what it was? All right, fine. They have a program, the Global Internet Program, and there's money for it. But they're not building the system yet. How much do they need, and can it get done? And does the Biden administration indicate they're going to follow this?
Well, we certainly haven't had any indications out of the Biden administration that they're particularly interested in the plight of the Iranian people. And so I think this would have to be, at this point, a congressional initiative, because obviously the regime in Tehran isn't going to like this. And if the administration is intent on negotiating with them, they'll be extremely cautious and timid about doing anything like this. But Congress can initiate it. And as I said, there's been broad support for it. The numbers are not huge. My understanding is it would be somewhere around 30 million. We have discussed this with partners in the region, so we could potentially have friends come along with us to support us. So this does not have to be, you know, a massive expense or even a massive effort. It's just a case of getting the right attention on it and making clear to the American people that, I mean, this is a gift of freedom of speech. This is fundamental to who we are. We talk about our values, that this is a core one. And we are trying to export freedom of speech, and the PRC, the People's Republic of China, is trying to export oppression and censorship. I think that divide, that difference should be made crystal clear, and I'm very hopeful that we'll find support for it. As I said, across the board in Congress.
You're looking at something that is not a large system. We're not talking about transmitting behind enemy lines in France with a cigarette and a cyanide pill and a Luger to shoot the first Gestapo officer through the door, right? You're talking about something that's highly portable and, after all, commercial. Starlink, commercial. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I would hope that the ingenuity that we would be showing would be the descendant of that kind of technology, but this is very much in the 21st century.
Victoria Coates, writing with her colleague Mr. Greenway at Newsweek about an opportunity to permit the Iranian people, who are struggling with the virus, with the sanctions, with the regime for all these decades, to communicate with the world, to watch baseball, for heaven's sakes. You know, something straightforward in addition to all the other information that's available. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS News Radio.